Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Snowed in.
Oh, burr.
But I have to tell you, it was so pretty this morning. It was so darn pretty. And you know, I have 22 windows in my house, so it was like a winter wonderland out there. Not anything was moving. The peace. The sun came out a little bit in between the snow and made it glisten. But I didn't go outside.
Oh, no way. Yeah. When it's that beautiful, you can't go outside.
Right. Well, it's not done yet. We're still getting ice storms and all this other stuff coming through. So, I'm just waiting to see what happens in the morning tomorrow and see what I can do out there. But like I said, everything's been very, very quiet here. They did clear the streets, though, I noticed today. They did a good job with that. But now they're looking at black ice in the morning. Okay, so everybody's like on caution for, you know, going to work if they have to leave their home and stuff like that because of the black ice. But they did a good job today here in Roanoke, I have to say. The guys did a good job.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to worry about all of that.
Yes.
That's what I have to say
about
that.
There's not much I can do about it, actually. You know, I'm just kind of like sitting here writing like, do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm going to wait for it to stop. Let's hope it does.
Well, you know, and here again, astrologically wise, I have to say that this still is a good time to stay inside, to stay within. You know, the sustained squares that we have are really making it to where it is about that reevaluation, that transformation and change internally more than externally. So the weather's just kind of happened, you know, the north, well, most of the coast. It hit California first, now it's hitting y'all. So most of the northern area are being pummeled by that. Stay in.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, like I said, I've been getting a lot done around the house, and I've been cooking up the storm, tried a couple new recipes. I've already got a couple of wows from the people that I'm feeding.
Is that thing?
Yeah, I like to get creative and stuff like that when I'm at the house because I have that ability, you know.
You're a Cancer son.
Yes,
I am. I don't need to see any more about that.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, this the sustained square between the Aquarian forces and the Taurus forces has been pretty heavy in different areas for different reasons. And so I'm just telling everybody, you know, again, especially with Mercury retrograde now, just verify everything. Don't put yourself under stress, you know. Call and confirm appointments, you know. Make sure you understood what was just said. If you have questions, ask it. Try to be gentle and flexible right now. Of course, Venus is getting ready to go into Aquarius as well. So, we've got a lot of that energy going on. And so, like I said, I like the Aquarian energies a lot only because I like the higher mind energy of it. And I like the fact that, again, that there is a lot to be said for using a certain amount of logic and spirituality in some of the decisions we make in the real world. And I think that's what this square is talking about.
I agree with you. It is about using that higher mind. It is about that thoughtful thinking. And with the Mercury retrograde, it gives us an opportunity to really stop again and re-examine and look at that bigger picture. So I love this Mercury retrograde because it is all about that oh, wait, let's stop and take a second look at everything that's been going on. Let's see another perspective. Let's really think it out before we take an action at this point in time. And I love that about that, that Venus is coming in, Jupiter's in there. Saturn is saying, remember your history, remember the past, remember the discipline. You know, so you've got this really interesting combination of planets really touching the soul of every individual in one way, shape, or form in their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny, you know, when I was looking at this and everything over the last couple of days, I've been doing charts and such like that, but I was thinking, you know, I don't want to open my door because of the cold and the snow, but I sure do love looking out the window.
And you know what? Each window gives you a different perspective, too, to where you get a different view out of every window. And I've been using that as kind of an analogy here, to where the spectacularness of one part is great, but if you look at another one, you have another great one, you know, and you see different perspectives at different angles when you do that. And this energy really promotes that a lot. One of the things I like about the Taurus energy and the Mars in Taurus is because Taurus is really the sensuality sign. It wants to feel, it wants to smell, it wants to touch, it wants to see. It has all those senses that it wants to fulfill. And at this time, it's a great time to really open up all the senses, look at all the perspectives, and, you know, really see a bigger picture in the whole of everything at this point in time. And I really like the aspect of it, that it really can make you really look at some great things that you wouldn't have discovered before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, I suppose we should take a caller here. We've got a few people on hold and see what they're looking at today.
Okay.
Area code 904, you're on the air.
Hi there. My name is Emily. My birthday is 10/21/69. I'm located in Florida. No snow here.
And you were born in Baltimore?
Yes.
All right. How are you?
Well, so my husband died 2 weeks ago, and he was my best friend, and I was just trying to ask about, you know, direction of, you know, hope or the stars or, you know, what else is out there.
I'm very sorry for your loss, honey. I'm very sorry for your loss. What city in Florida do you live in now, honey?
I live in a town called Lawtie, L-A-W-T-E-Y, Florida.
L-E-W?
T-E-Y. I used to live in a different area, but that's where I live now, yes.
I must have spelled it wrong. I can't get it. What's the name? Spell it for me again.
It's L-A-W-T-E-Y.
Got it. Thank you so much. Okay, honey. Do you have friends and family around you?
No. Well, yes and no. You know, like, you know, do you have a spouse that dies, you feel like alone, especially if they're your soulmate and your best friend. You know, when
Absolutely.
People are around, it doesn't matter. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I can kind of see it in your chart because Uranus, the planet of sudden change, is sitting on your Saturn, and you had a wonderful commitment with your husband, and you have all these squares to the Aquarian planets. So now you have to look at the individual you need to become, but it's probably too soon. You have to allow yourself to go through the process. And as Jack and I were talking about earlier, this Mercury retrograde, these next 3 weeks, this is your time to process. And don't let anyone take that away from you. Now, are you currently employed?
Him and I work together, and we had a business together, so kind of trying to readjust all that too.
Okay. It's okay to be busy to a certain degree, but allow yourself the time to process. You need to do that for yourself. You know, your sun is on the cusp between Libra and Scorpio. The Libra part, you can use your mind, which is probably a very fine mind. You had a lot of Libra in this chart. But the Scorpio part, the depth of what you're experiencing, and as you know, you're the only one that's experiencing it this way because you were the closest person to him, okay? And although they can be very kind to you and compassionate, this is a process that unfortunately you need to go through and just stay very, very close in your face at this time. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything Aphrodite said. And, you know, this is a major journey for you. I have an extreme amount of compassion for you. But also remember that there's a purpose and a reason why it had to occur. Okay? You do throw yourself into your work to try and navigate through things. And so I am suggesting that is a part of what I want you to do, but I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself. This is, Aphrodite said, this is a process. This is not an event. And you are a Libra sun with a Jupiter in Libra, a Mercury in Libra, a Uranus in Libra, and a Venus in Libra. This is a major transition in your life. So be gentle to yourself. Be okay that you're off balance. Take your time with things. Move slowly. The one thing I will suggest for you in this process is music. You have a Pisces moon, and that Pisces moon fills all of this. And it's emotionally you need to be inspired, and music can help you be inspired. So when you're down, put some happy music on. It will help. Don't put some sad music on because it'll make you worse, okay?
Right.
Put some music on, okay? Be patient and gentle with yourself through this process, okay? There is a reason for it, and you will make it through this. I guarantee you that. You have coming up here, Jupiter is going to be trining your sun, and you're going to have even more relief coming up here. So it's a time that is going to make the difference. Okay? That's the best thing I can tell you right now. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate that.
And, you know,
thank
it's interesting
you.
Because Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, hasn't sat on the star it's on tonight for 165 years. And it's sitting on your north node and very close to your moon in Pisces, too. So I wouldn't be surprised if your husband came to visit you in your dream world.
That's what I have. It's like silent. It's like I was hoping.
Yep.
So it's silent.
So when you go to sleep, bless his soul in the light, and he may come to see you. He may send you a message. You might find a sign in the morning in the sky when you wake up. Just trust the fact that, again, he's not in this dimension. But from what you're telling me, you really loved each other. You worked well together. There was a lot of good. So know that. Just bless him in the light and see how you do with it. I agree also with Jacqueline about the music. And there's two musics I usually recommend to people. One is music that's been renatured to either 432 megahertz or 528, which allows you to go into a more tender sleep. Okay?
Okay.
And what it might do is it might put you into that nice zone and everything where you might have a memory as soon as you wake up in the morning, or you might feel him around you before you're completely asleep. When you're on a little bridge between conscious and subconscious, sometimes, and if there's an angel accompanying him, you can feel the comfort from that angel as well. Allow yourself to draw on your own spiritual power as well, knowing that he's in the light, okay?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's because I'm very hyper, and I've been trying to meditate, and I'm going to try that 432 and 528 music. I need something to do that. I understand.
Remember, you have a marking Capricorn, but you have... Go ahead after that.
You can get it for free on YouTube. Sometimes I'll play it all night. I went through a serious accident with my hand this year, and I was having trouble sleeping because of the pain, too. And it really, really helped me. I was playing it very low in the background. The vibration was great. I slept through the night, so it really did help me. And you can get it. You can even get, like, Enya renatured to that if you like that kind of music, or you can just get instrumental so that you don't have words in your head when you're trying to sleep. But I think it'll help. And I'm sorry, Jacqueline. I just wanted to finish telling her that, okay?
That's okay. We're going. Okay, and what I wanted to tell you is that, remember, you have a Mars in Capricorn, okay? You have to be purposeful with your actions. Mars is an earth sign. So for meditation for you, I would go more into yoga, tai chi, qigong, something with a movement to it, okay, and a balance to it. You're looking more into that of where you're going to get your inspiration when you focus on the movement of your body.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to meditate, that's the way I'd meditate on it.
Oh,
great
idea.
That.
I will.
Great idea.
Thank you so much. You have no idea.
You're more than welcome, you know, and keep us posted, Emily. And I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay, God bless, hon.
Bye-bye.
You have a sweet night. Bye-bye. Brave soul.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough journey. He's on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and my birthday is 2/6/73, and I live in Alabama.
Okay.
Where are you going to be for your birthday this year? In Birmingham?
Yes.
Right. That's a lot of planets on you.
Hey,
you get
just,
a really good sense of humor this year.
Yes, I always have. Everybody tell me I have a great sense of humor, so that I have that anyway. But anything that you, that spirit needs, anything from spirit, I don't have a specific question, but I guess it's just what you see for me.
What do you do for a living?
Health profession. I was actually in school for nursing. And then I had to pull out because I had a family situation. It came, my daughter lost custody of the boys, 3 and 6 year olds, so I had to step in and get them last year in May. So I'm actually trying to get myself ready to resubmit to the nursing program, hopefully, and start back up in the fall of this year.
Yes. Absolutely, 100%, yes. Yes, 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 is what I'm going to say. Okay? I'm looking at your solar return. And you have the opportunity for that higher education and transform that higher education, but you have that foundational shift as far as your career is concerned. It's all about your hopes, desires, and dreams. I understand. We have a sustained square that we've been talking about. And it is going to be a little bit of work, and it's going to be a little bit of navigation through things and timing. So I don't mind that you make that practical reality of the fall, because there's going to be hoops that you're going to have to jump through and things you're going to have to put in place along the way to do this. But this is really a good time to really transform and change your career into something more desirable that you really are passionate about than what you're doing today. The universe is saying, look to the future, look and see what you're doing, okay? Because it is about you coming out. There's so many planets. You have Jupiter that's conjunct your sun this year. Venus is on the other side of Jupiter, and it's conjunct Saturn. So you've got all these beautiful blessings going on this year. And it's like this is a year for you to know really what direction you want your life to go and to dig your heels in and piece by piece do it. Okay, it will bring your desires and dreams. The Arabic part of fortune is in your 11th house this year in your solar return. And that brings that blessing and those desired dreams to you. And that's, you know, it's a beautiful placement of that. So it's really about just dig your heels in and go step by step and do it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at her transits, and I really love all this Aquarian energy moving through her chart right now, I mean, in real time. You're really going to be blessed this year because Jupiter's going to be all over you and Saturn's going to be all over you next year. So this is a time that you can up the ante and you can use your brilliant intellect and you can work smarter and not harder. I mean, the next year to 2.5, it's going to be pretty amazing. Now, do you speak more than one language?
No, I don't. I was thinking while I was in school, I was looking at taking a class to speak Spanish because, you know, in nursing, I worked in labor and delivery. Not in nursing, I'm sorry, but as a surgical technician in the operating room. So, you know, I was very much so while I was in a nursing program looking at taking up Spanish because of that.
But you have a lot of versatility in the way you communicate with people. You know, you're a staunch individualist. You are just a treasure because you treat every person like they're the only person on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
I've been told that.
And that is a gift in itself. Yep, that's a gift in itself. You're not judgmental at all. Now, Mercury is retrograde right on top of your Mercury today. So because of that, it's a collective thing. Everybody's feeling the Mercury retrograde in a different way. But for you, it's very personal. And so because of that, you're doing a review. And this review can be very good for you. Now, Jupiter only passes over your sun and your Aquarian planets every 12 years. So this is an amazing and special year for you. I so agree with Jacqueline. She's looking at it from a different trajectory, but usually it's funny. Jacqueline and I, we usually come up with the same bottom line, okay? And I love it. Now, your Saturn in Gemini would indicate that you're going to be with people from different walks of life. But because you can listen also on a psychic level, a higher mind level with people, you can pick up things even if there is a bit of a challenge that they come from a different place. Now, I can understand why it would work in maternity or with children or having children because you've got so many planetary energies that are in your fifth house, and that's what the fifth house rules. And you are the kind of person where everybody sees you differently. Some people see you as their daughter. Some people see you as their sister. Some people see you as their mom. I mean, it's crazy. So being involved with
the
public and being in service to health and wellness, in service to the public, that's where your sun and Mercury are in your natal chart. So no matter how you design that, you're going to feel the higher purpose within you shine. You really are. And this is going to be a great couple of years for you, babe. It's going to be a great couple of years for you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I receive it. I receive all of that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I love you, ladies. Many blessings to you and continue to stay safe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to do our best. And keep us posted, love, okay?
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Now, the next person's a wild card. It's one of those 111 numbers.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Area code 111. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How y'all doing? It's Melissa.
Melissa, I knew that voice.
Yes. Well, you recognize my voice. That's good. That's good. I'm so glad to talk to y'all.
9/13/69, correct?
No. 11/3/78.
Ooh. In Austin, Texas, 11/3, right?
Yes.
There you go.
And where do you live now, Melissa?
Colorado.
What city?
Denver.
All righty, gotcha. Excellent. So do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, yes I do. You got it right. This is my first question. It doesn't have to be astrology. It could be tarot. So I met someone that I like very much, and I like someone very much, and right now we're a little bit distance apart. Well, we're within about 30-mile radius, but our work changed. The owner, there was a little bit of conflict because there's an older lady. She lied to this gentleman that I like, but I spoke to the owner, and he was he believed me. He was gonna look into it, and he was going to talk to the gentleman that I like. And I just like to know if you see that happening, if you see us becoming friends after the owner. I talked to the owner Friday because it's business. It's his business. He's a very strict man. But he was glad that I talked to him because he said he had a feeling something was wrong, and he understand. So the gentleman that I like. I liked because he was very cordial. He wasn't like a pervert or anything like that. No.
You didn't get his birth date or anything?
I don't know. His birthday is February 18th.
Do you know what year?
No, I asked him. He never wanted to tell me. He's 80. He's about few years younger than me.
Okay. That's okay.
He was not born. He was not born in the United States. He was born in the overseas.
Okay. But you think he was born in 1980, right?
No, I think he was born in, I don't know, I think 1998. His birth is February 18th. I think he's born 1988.
Okay.
If you're not able to do astrology, I'm sorry. I have asked this date, and you will not to specify to me. I was able to get his birthday, or not a tarot reading. Can you see him? I'm concentrating on him right now.
Well, what I am going to say about this is that you have Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and the Sun transiting through, and Pluto transiting through your fifth house of romance and dating. Okay, it's an interesting time for you right now because with those benefactors going through there, it's all about the attraction. Okay, but remember we're talking about those sustained squares to that Mars. So what I am going to say is during this period of time with your love life, whether it's this one or not, I would be open to what's coming into your environment. And really keep, I wouldn't make any commitments to anything or focus on one individual one. I would keep the field a little bit open and develop friendships along the way and see what comes out of that. More than jumping right into a relationship right now. Again, Mercury's retrograde, things are a little unstable. Mercury's going to back up into that fifth house, so you're going to get some answers to your questions when it does, but then it's going to go back out of it again, okay? So here again, what you see in an individual may not be everything that you need to know about the individual right now, so I say temperance. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with everything you said. But you have your Sun, Uranus, and Venus all in Scorpio, honey, okay? And apparently you got the vibe. So I trust a lot of your psychic stuff in this chart, by the way, okay? And also your Mercury is on the cusp of Scorpio and Sag. So you, again, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a lot of your own psychic stuff going on here. Both your Mercury and your Mars are on the cusp of Scorpio and Sag. So because you have a lot of Scorpio energy and you do tend to be optimistic, more optimistic than most Scorpios you will meet. And so for that reason, I really think that this is something that you do need to entertain, but I also agree with Jacqueline, okay, that use your higher mind as well as your gut instinct with this one, okay? Are you still there?
Yes. I've been doing this for a few years now. I never myself. I do what she said, but you don't see this one being a friendship.
Mom, not exactly sure that we've got the right, you know, year and time and everything, because we don't have a time on him either, but if he was born on February 18th of 1988, right, then his moon was somewhere in Pisces, which probably forms trines and blessing lines to some of your Scorpio stuff. So there can be something really special here, okay? And also, if he was born at the time we think, his Mars was in Sag, but late, okay? So there is some things that can coordinate here, okay? Because his Sun is on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces, he already has that bridge with higher mind and his instincts as well. So you're probably feeling parts of his spirit which are unique unto this individual. So I'm not going to discourage you, but I do agree with Jacqueline. Because of Mercury retrograde, don't get ahead of yourself until the middle of March. Okay?
Okay, middle of March, yeah. How long does retrograde last? How long?
It lasts for 3 weeks, but then it's still in shadow for 3 weeks. So by the middle of March, eyes of March, it's going to be clear on the first day of spring, and at that point, whatever you have determined, I would definitely, with this Mercury retrograde, be investigating the matter. Absolutely. Okay?
You answered my question, making sure quickly. Sorry. So the owner, when you saw the owner investigating, because he told me he was going to check into it.
Well, good.
You answer my question that we're just investigating. That's what the owner's going to do. Wow.
Well, I don't have the owner's birth information either. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
But it's
okay. For right now, it's important for you to follow your instincts to a certain degree, but also use your higher mind energy. Okay, this is not a good time for you to be too vulnerable. You want to be party to new information, and if the owner is going to step in, I would welcome that. Okay.
Oh, it's good news then. Yes, I appreciate that. I'm going to be cool And like, oh, I always been cool. That's why sometimes I need assistance. But we have to, I have to trust my inner instinct.
Absolutely. See, Mars has been opposing you, and it's going to oppose you for another few weeks in Taurus. And opposites attract. So because of that, and I agree with Jacqueline, more than one opportunity can come your way. You're kind of fixated on this one, but that's very Scorpionic. We get that. But because of Mars and Taurus opposing and attracting to you now, you want to have more real-world information on this gentleman. And that's exactly what you need to focus on. Okay?
Well, real quickly, how to get more information on him?
Say again?
How do I get more information on him? I pretty much know a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you really don't need to know. It's more experience is what we're talking about. It's time that's going to reveal the information more than you doing the due diligence resource. My little Scorpio son who wants to all dig in and get it all in there. But you're learning by the experience how the two of you are going to be interacting during this period of time. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. I'm gonna wait because the owner is investigating and he was pretty upset at the situation and I think that you're right. I need to back off and let him do his job.
Yeah, and just sit back and see what percolates during this period of time. That's what's classically the best under a Mercury retrograde.
And then
appreciate him for doing this for you.
That is true. He's Middle Eastern, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. Ladies, you've always been right on target. You're good in astrology. I know last year you gave me some dates, and I want to thank you. Please, anybody listening, these ladies are right on.
Thank you, darling. You're so sweet.
All right.
God bless you. You have a sweet night, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, God bless. All right, bye. It's interesting with the Mars and Taurus opposing her Scorpio energy. She wants to ground this power. And I could feel the ferocious, wonderful energy of that Scorpio in her. It's really...
Oh, yeah, I so could, too. You know, when you do what we do, we go, oh. You know, it's tenacious, you know. But and it's tough to work with sometimes. She's got that to work with, so it's a little tough.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. How are you, ladies? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. This is Lynn, January 5th, 1956.
What's your first name?
Lynn, L-I-N. January 5th, 19... Okay.
Columbus, Ohio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. As you know, I've got the Aquarius in... I've got my Mercury and my Venus and rising all in Aquarius. So this should be interesting.
And your ascendant.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Stuff's the happening, stuff's the coming, stuff's the moving. That's for sure. Mercury's already there, okay, and mm-hmm. it's going to dance that retrograde in front of you. So what I am going to say about that is you'll be shaking your head a lot going, what was that? Okay. I love it.
Yes.
You're going to see things in full living color is what I'm trying to say right now. Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Venus, Jupiter is going to pass over your Venus. You're going to have your Venus return this next month in February. Mm. A lot of really great transitions going on. And I like that Saturn kind of lags behind in your 12 because it says, with that, it says, I'm hanging with your own natal Mercury. So it is about that faith. It is about that trust. It is about that intuition that you have. You have such a great ability of knowing exactly how things are going to end up, no matter what they look like today. Okay? So as long as you relax with it, you find it. Okay? So with Saturn sitting there and saying, do that discipline of that. You know, remember, every time you look at these things, remember the end result first before anything else occurs. Get that intuition playing with it first.
Okay.
I think you'll really find that this is, you know, the next couple of months are going to be really interesting for you.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you ladies about. Yeah.
There's some transitions that are going to be occurring right in living color in front of you here over the next couple of months. So it's about honoring those blessings and about being open to the transition that you're going through. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jacqueline.
I wonder if we should look at her solar return, Jacqueline.
Well, that's a good idea. You just added. were you on Columbus on your birthday?
Yes, in Worthington, Ohio, which is kind of like outside Columbus, Worthington, Ohio. Yes. And I had a good I enjoyed my birthday. Yeah.
Nice.
Real dreamy time for you, which is good.
Look at this chart. Oh, my goodness, girl. Wow, you are working on all cylinders, aren't you? Holy moly.
Yeah. I'm so loving this time. It's just so wild. I'm like, my goodness, everything that she just said, I mean, everything Jacqueline just said, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Well, you know, your solar return, it's all about you. Okay, I love this. It's all about your personal values and beliefs. It's all about what you truly desire in life. It really gives a set foundation to focus solely on what you think is right and what you want in your life and what you don't want in your life. It gives you this ability with the Sagittarius energy in your first house and having Venus right there, okay? It gives this beautiful ability to really be able to put in and out of all these situations, really manage the blessings that are being given, okay? Because that is tying your Mars. It may come in creative ways is what I'm saying, okay? It may come in creative ways. But remember your goal. Remember your values and always stay within them. Because it's going to really, this year is a year of manifestation of who you are in this world, okay?
Wow.
And it's all about you staying within that value. I love this solar return chart. It has its challenges. Do you have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have a challenge. Okay. Sorry. But it is a year about you. I go back to reiterating that it's not about your kids. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So remember that in this process because the albatross around your neck this year is your kids. And I don't mean that in a harsh way. It's all with you being, I have to manage that. They have to be independent and on their own in some way, shape, or form from what I'm looking at. So the point is all you have to do is jump in, be present, and get out. You don't have to do it for them. You don't have to do anything else. You have to go, this is what needs to be done. Go do it.
Yes.
I love it.
Wow. Wow. What a reading. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so this is the year of you. I love this thing. Because
I love it.
You really get the full flavor of who you are and what direction you want to go. It's not that you're going to complete it this year, that the enlightenment and awakenment of your purposefulness in this earth is really beautiful this year. You have some great signs that are just gorgeous, that are leading you in a really good direction.
Oh, wow. Whew. That is so awesome. Oh, I love that.
I love a couple things about the solar return, and I'm not as much of an expert on that as Jacqueline is, but I love the fact that Venus and Mars are in trine. So your yin-yang energy, the more active you are, the more up you are, the farther you're going to go. I love this. And your moon on your birthday was opposing Neptune, which means you can manifest whatever art form you choose.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
A very creative time for you. A very creative time for you. I love it.
Oh,
I love that the moon is in trine to both your Mercury and your sun. I mean, every day that you accomplish something, you're going to be like, yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I am so feeling it, what you ladies are saying. And the thing is, I think you said something about movement, and that was kind of like going to be my question. I am planning a move somewhere within the next 3 months, around spring, and I'd like to ask what you ladies think about, Brickell, Florida, and Coral Gables, Florida. What you know the area. I'm sure you know it, Jacqueline. You know, what do you ladies kind of feel as far as that? Yeah.
Let me look at that relocation there for a minute for you.
Okay. Yeah, they're all around the. Yeah.
And I have to say it's a classic pattern. One of the things between Ohio and Florida is they're both Pisces states. They are the only two Pisces states in the United States.
Oh,
so,
wow.
They have a certain familiarity with them, and they have a certain kinship, and a lot of people enjoy that. And you said Coral Springs, not Coral Gable, right?
Yes, right. No, Coral Gables. I'm sorry, Coral Gables and Brickell. Brickell?
Right.
What's the name of that? Spell it for me.
B-R-I-C-K-E-L-L.
B-I-C.
B-R. B-R-I-C-K-E-L-L. And Coral Gables. Just around that vicinity of the Miami area.
Okay. I can't find the second one. I don't know why I can't, but I can't.
I can't either.
Oh.
I'm just going to put in Miami.
Okay.
I can find Coral Gables.
If it has less than a certain amount of population,
Right.
Our computer can't find it. That's why I think we're close,
true.
But we're just not right on it. But let's just take a peek. I'm going to pull up your progress chart real quick and look at your numbers to see what they look like real quick, because we don't have too many people holding on right now. So this is great. We can do this.
Okay.
Now, usually the statistical support report that I use, usually things go from 0 to 150. And Coral Gables, your detailed friendship and family is 174 off the graph. Your vocation and career is 283 off the graph.
Oh, my gosh.
But your excitement and instability is 291. Now, let me explain what that means. The excitement and instability is very Uranian, and we are in a Uranian cycle with all this Aquarius. Okay?
Yeah.
So I actually like it to have that score today.
Oh, my God.
In Miami. And Miami is very similar. They're very similar. They have high scores in those three quadrants. So it's definitely something you need to investigate. And because you're not going to do it for a couple of months, we're in the Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
So I want you to really do your research. Okay?
I will.
Really
do
your research.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to find things that you didn't know about. And to give you a little bit of a heads up, the 2004 storms down in Florida took my roof. I lost pretty much everything, okay?
Oh,
so before I moved to Roanoke, Virginia, I read their newspaper every day. I went and looked at all the real estate. I looked at everything. So when I came up here to Roanoke to find a place, I had 25 places I was going to see in 3 days, and one of the first two was the one I moved to, and it was right, okay? Because I did the research.
Yes,
so do the research.
Yes,
absolutely.
I will. Yes, I'm on it. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know, and it's funny how, you know, and again, the analysis that they do, but it's funny how that works in astrologically wise because, again, here, that Uranian effect that she's talking about, you have an opposition to your ascendant when you relocate down here, which means that it's going to be enlightening and awakening. Things are going to be definitely different for you here, okay? And looking at your relocation, the only other suggestion I would put in here for you is I would investigate the Palm Beach area, Palm Beach County area.
Okay.
You may find something that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is about looking at, and I'm going to go back again, it is about looking at what you truly desire, your heart's desire. Put Venus in your first house. So you're going to be very lucky here. It gives a really good feeling to you being here. It does accelerate the traveling, so you may travel back and forth more. I'm going to tell you something like that. That fits right in with home and hearthing and still keeping that touch with the family, okay?
Yeah.
So there's
a
lot of really beautiful things with this of you relocating down here. So, again, I have to agree with Aphrodite, both in her statistical analysis as well as astrologically wise, it points out that there's some really great, beautiful trines, your midhaven, and some real blessings in this part for you if you do.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is so awesome. And I am definitely going to, because you're so right, the Palm Beach, that did kind of just, you know, came into my mind. And, yes, oh, my gosh, thank you, ladies. Oh.
And what I am going to say is they have more, you know, like Wellington and Inward Westward that you may appeal to you more towards Lake Okeechobee, to where you have a little bit more grounding or land for that sun sign of yours. Too much water may overwhelm you a little bit. You know, you want to have a little bit of ground underneath your feet. So you think of the ideal. Work with that. Don't just say Palm Beach in itself because Palm Beach County is huge. It's one of the largest counties out here, and they have such a diverse area. So you can really look at different things in Palm Beach County, and I think you might find that interesting.
Oh, thank you so much, Jacqueline. Thank you, Aphrodite. Oh, my goodness. I'm so fantastic.
I want to mention one more thing. When I looked at your progress chart, now the moon progresses quicker than any other planetary body. It does it a degree a month, okay? So once your moon progresses into a new sign, it's there for 31 months, and then it, boom, goes into the next sign, okay? Because you're making this change over the next 3 months, and Jacqueline was telling you, Ohio and Florida, Pisces energy, your moon progresses into Pisces on April 1st.
Oh my gosh, this is so wild.
So for
wild.
The first 31 months, you are going to be so blessed by being that space, and your sun's progressing to Pisces by 20 degrees. So I so love that we came together with you tonight. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. You are always such blessings. I appreciate you both so much. Thank you. Have a great week. God bless. Thank you.
You too. You have a blessed night, babe. You must post it. Okay.
I will. Absolutely.
And you know, if you come to the West Palm Beach area, you can visit Jacqueline in person.
Hey, yes.
How cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. That's the best. I love
Absolutely.
It. Thanks, ladies. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Have a very sweet night, love. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was really fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love this chart.
Mm-hmm. Well, almost at the top of the hour, we should tell people where they can find us. Are you teaching classes again yet, or you can't because of the pandemic?
Oh, I didn't go into teaching classes just because of my schedule and timing of things. I have a little bit more personal business going on in my life this year. I've been asked and requested, maybe later, let's get through February 1st, and I'll make that decision.
Good thinking. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea to make a command decision with Mercury retrograde anyway.
Yeah, I've had some requests for it, but I just, again, here, life is what it is, and so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
are you teaching classes
where they can? I actually have put out a thing for people to sign up. I am back doing my tarot share, and I'm doing my astrology playscape, which is like an astrology share, if you will. So I'm doing those things. I do the tarot share twice a month, and then I do the astrology playscape once a month to help people to understand like the symbols and how it kind of works and everything. And I give them a free printout and a chart and everything, and I put their chart up on screen, and we go over it together, and so it's really fun. Classes, I'm probably looking at April for that. I'm probably not going to do that before April. So that's what I'm looking at here, because the winter here can be a little bit rough.
Oh, yeah. You sit on top of a hill or a mountain.
Pretty much. So tell them how they can reach you, Aphrodite. I mean, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can reach me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
I'm mostly home right now because of the blizzard. They can reach me at 540-613-1070. And this has been the Illumination Station, and we are so happy to serve you. And thank you for listening and calling in, and we'll be back next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.